Today, I would like to welcome Charles Maddox to the show. Charles is one of the leading voices in the diabetes community, speaking out against the rise in diabetes and the need for fitness and nutritional education. He has appeared on many well-known television programs, including Good Morning America, The Dr. Oz Show, Today Show, CNN, and many others. Charles' initial rise to prominence came through his efforts as the Poor Chef, after he authored a best-selling cookbook called Eat Well, Eat Cheap. More recently, Charles has significantly expanded his outreach, including making a feature film on the rise of diabetes. The film is called The Diabetic You. All of this just touches upon the tip of the iceberg with Charles. We have a lot to talk about today, so let's get started. Charles, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Charles, the diversity of your efforts is quite astounding, and I want to get to many of those endeavors in a moment. However, I think it's helpful for people to understand how you got started in nutrition as the Poor Chef. Can you tell us about the cookbook Eat Well, Eat Cheap and what inspired you to write it?
I got started actually as out of necessity as a single father that was raising his son, and I moved from Los Angeles where I was doing really well in film and television, and I started off in music, so I always had a go-getter and a real ambitious vibe, and spending the time with my son, and kids can be finicky and picky eaters, and I just, out of necessity, wanted to be able to kind of spread the love as far as showing other people who, may have been on a budget but still wanted to be healthy and still have the food be great tasting, So I think one day my son came up with a great idea. He said, wouldn't it be cool to see real people making real meals on television? I thought, wow, up until then it had been Iron Chef and some of those shows like that. Most of the recipes that come from a lot of chefs actually are inspired from, something that a parent or a relative or a culture or, I'm Caribbean. So as a Caribbean person, I like to stick to some of the meals that we make back in our country. But, of course, you dazzle them up a little bit. So the book came out of trying to, package that whole brand that I had created called The Poor Chef and really allow, people to eat cheap but eat well.
That's great. But shortly after you wrote the cookbook, you were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. How did this change your profession? What's that?
Yeah.
And how did this change your professional focus? What were some of the programs you started to get involved in after you learned of your diabetes?
Well, obviously it was a total shock, especially as a black male in his late 30s, not having any clue of what diabetes was. I thought that was number one, was a travesty in itself. With diabetes affecting so many minority people. And I thought I was a pretty educated guy, but not having any clue of what diabetes was made me kind of say, wow, if I don't know what it is, how many other people don't know what it is? And then also when I was diagnosed, it was like a Saturday doctor because my doctor was closed. And with just a simple test, this man was ready to diagnose me and give me medication. And I thought, well, hold on now. This can't be right. And I thought also right then and there, I said, well, how many people walked into this man's office that he has no clue of their history or any of their medical background or anything like that, that he prescribed medicine and he took that medicine and he went home and they've been on that medicine and not knowing anything but just to take that medicine. So I thought, I wanted to look more into this. And that started the whole journey. And that literally became my focus from being, if you want to say it, a celebrity chef to being a diabetes advocate who is a celebrity chef.
No, exactly. And, one of the key reasons I wanted to speak with you today is your work on making the film The Diabetic You. You are the director and creator of the film. Can you tell us about the film and, you know, how it's been going, making it?
Yeah, it's been going amazing. You know, when I first started, I literally was just trying to create a little 30-minute piece that I was going to air on local television. And as I started to get into the business of diabetes and the people of diabetes and everything that surrounded diabetes, I was astounded. And this little 30-minute piece turned into a full-fledged documentary that basically starts off with any one of us who may, but you know, obviously that any one of us is me, but starts off as somebody who was basically just diagnosed and is trying to figure out, you know, how to live, how to survive, how to deal with this, and, you know, everything from the scary part of being diagnosed to trying to lose weight to trying to change a diet to trying to exercise right, to visiting doctors, to blood tests, to finding out what doctors that you need to see, who's who, what's what. But then it takes me on this global mission as my passion for people allows me to want to tell not only my story, but other people's stories. So, you know, we feature some great people in there that we kind of follow their stories and we kind of help them. So, you know, like the one man that you saw in documentary who had the serious condition with the teeth. Now, we were able to find a doctor, Dr. Bloom, who basically took out what teeth he had left in his mouth and for free replaced him with a whole new set of dentures. Now, of course, that doesn't help his diabetes, and it actually can because gum disease, lead to heart disease. But it did help him as a person, where this man was able to look his wife in the face again, was able to kiss her again. It was able to bring him some form of joy, which you know, diabetes at times can get some people depressed, and you know, once depression sets in. It's a doorway to just many bad things that we allow ourselves to do. So we really set out to help people. We've helped some people in the film, and we've exposed people to the film all around the world.
So, what surprised you most about making the film? You know, did you learn anything you weren't expecting to?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, the business side of diabetes, I mean, you know, most of us don't look at diabetes or anything in that aspect. It could be, you know, I'm sure even the President Obama, I mean, when he got into the White House, probably saw things on that side of the line that he would have never thought existed, you know, just be a regular civilian. The business side of things, and also just the lack of education that diabetics every day who just really, I mean, they've had diabetes for years, and they just don't have a clue. And, I mean, they could be doctors, they could be RNs, they could be you name it, and they just don't have a clue. And the information is not getting to these people on how they could survive. You know.
Mm-hmm. Recently, you've been traveling the United States in a large RV to help increase diabetes education and inspiration. How's this tour going, and you know, what's been the response from the public?
The tour has been amazing, and it's a dream come true. Obviously, when I first thought of this tour, I was inspired by the big red bus that, you know, does the blood collecting. And I thought, wow, this thing is all over the place, you know. And I thought, diabetes is a pandemic. And, excuse me, I'm like, you know, why isn't there one like this for diabetes? You know, I mean, so I kind of came up with the concept and put some of the graphics together and had it for a little while then circled back around, and a couple months later with a company that I had been dealing with, and And they had the same vision. They thought it was great, and we put it together in less than a very short time. So the outcry has been amazing. I mean, once again, you know, people they haven't seen anything like it, and it's a beautiful bus. So by the time they come on board, they're like, you know, fully blown away. And then once again, we've got such a professional team of experts and brand ambassadors that help greet people and help answer their questions, and they're able to get samples of things that I've made that are healthy for them, and recipe cards and brochures and information. So it's been amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long is that tour continuing?
It's been a month so far, and we have another date on April 27th at CNN. At Atlanta, at the American Diabetes Association, and then they're actually talking about adding some more dates. So I hope it goes on for as long as we can keep it going, because obviously, you know, the more people, the more places we go, the more people we reach, and I think it's just such a good statement to other companies in the diabetes realm, you know, that this company is being proactive and is setting a precedence for the awareness of diabetes. We're not waiting around. We're going to the people.
Got it. Charles, I know you're working on a number of other initiatives, including a new cookbook for the American Diabetes Association. Can you tell us about, the other things you're working on now that you think people would be interested in learning more about?
Yeah, well, I have a new cookbook, of course, that I just finished with the American Diabetes Association. That one is kind of based on local fresh markets. I remember I used to live in Tampa, and there was a local fresh market about 15 minutes away, and I just love going there because the prices were just tremendous. And, you know, let's face it, some of these name brand stores, grocery stores, you can go in there and aim to spend $25, and by the time you checked out, it's $95 and up, and you're looking around in the cart, and you don't know what you got, and you get home and you put it in the fridge, and it's like, what did I just spend $150 on? You know, so I remember going, you know, to many fresh markets and produce markets, and, you know, literally going in there with $25 and coming out with all kind of things, you know, that were fresh and hand-picked. And so this is allowing us to kind of, you know, use some of those local markets and find great fruits and vegetables and use those fruits and vegetables to create great meals that we are familiar with. So there's some great Caribbean recipes in there, some Latin ones in there, then just really healthy and fresh and very simple to make. One thing I like to do is make sure that recipes are very easy to make, because most people, a lot of people have cookbooks, but they don't make the recipes because it's too many wild ingredients and just very hard to even follow, you know. So and then also I have a new reality, the first ever diabetes reality television show that I just shot. And I have some offers right now from some major network. And that is a brilliant show. And I think it could literally revolutionize the way we see diabetes, because we're taking seven people and we're putting them in a house. And we have some amazing experts that are going to follow their progress and are going to change diet, they're going to taught and educate them, they're going to inspire them, they're going to motivate them, they're going to do everything that we need to do, what they need to do to get them on the right course to being reversed. And I use that word in the sense of, it's not so much about reversing diabetes, it's about reversing the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional state of someone with diabetes, because it can be hard. And if someone could just at least comply to eating right, if someone could, you know, comply to testing right, taking their medication right, or just get a better overall attitude, you can reverse a lot of what you're going through or could be going through potentially.
Mm-hmm. You know, Charles, if someone wants to learn more about you and what you're doing, you know, how can they keep tabs with you, whether it's through a website or what's the best way to follow you?
They can follow me at on Twitter. Obviously, they can go to The Poor Chef, and then the number one, The Poor Chef, C-H-E-F, and the number one. They can go to my website, which is The Diabetic, Y-O-U, Film, thediabeticufilm.com, or thediabeticu.com, or you can email me at info@theporchef.com. So it's info@theporchef.com.
Charles, that's great. Once again, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.